让我们先做个祷告。
Let us pray。
天父，我们一起奉主耶稣基督的名来到你的面前。
Heavenly Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we come before you.
谢谢你给我们有这个机会来一起聆听你的话语。
Thank you for this opportunity that we can all hear your words.
请你在这里随你的同在，亲自教导我们。
Lord, we ask your Holy Spirit be among us and teach us personally.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
And we pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
我想问大家一个问题，你投靠什么？
I want to ask everyone a question. Have you ever taken refuge in God?
当你有危险的时候，你是不是你在那第一时间里面知道危险的时候，是不是马上到神那里去寻求神的帮助？
At the first time you realize you are in danger, do you go to God instantly for His help?
比方说的，你的或者是生命的危险。
Sometimes it might be life-threatening issue.
或者是你有从医生那里得到一个很不好的报告。
Or you might get a bad report from your doctor.
或者是你要做一个很危险的手术。
Or you're going through a very dangerous surgery.
或者是有时候是这个感情上的危险。
Sometimes it might be something that with the relationship.
或者是你有重大的损失，你心中很悲痛。
Or some kind of loss that you are very sad.
或者是有时候你的家人或者是同事或者朋友们让你很生气很烦。
And there might be somebody in your family or your coworker that sin against you and make you really depressed.
你请问你那个时候你是怎么反应的？你是马上到神那里去寻求神的帮助吗？
So what is your reaction? You go instantly to God to seek help?
或者是在属灵上的。
Or some spiritual issue in your life.
其实属灵上的危险比较难，有时候很不容易这个觉察到。
Sometimes the spiritual issues is very difficult and it's hard to realize.
但也比较明显的。
And there's some that is very obvious.
比方说你对教会的弟兄姊妹或者教会的情况你很不满，你是。
Or sometimes you might hold some grudge against some issue in church or some other brothers and sisters.
比如说你像我就不来，或者我很少来参积极的参与。
Or you might decide that the problem I don't want to come, or I just come a few times, or I don't even want to participate in actively in church's fellowship.
当你有这些想法的时候，你有没有意识到这是一个属灵上的危险？你意识到了，你有没有马上到神那里寻求他的帮助？
If you have those thoughts, have you ever realized that you are in danger of spiritual?Spiritual danger, then do you come to God for refuge?
那比较这个隐蔽一点的，就是你有时候看到世上有人的作为，你觉得与神迹不符，这个时候你倾向于要去按照世人的做法去做，你有没有认识到那是一个危险？
And some things might be subtle and hidden.You probably see some unfair wrongfully things in this world, and you want to follow the trend of the world. But have you ever realized that it is very dangerous?
所以当我们有这个危险的时候，我们的第一个反应是到神那里去寻求神的帮助呢？还是你自己按照你的本性而行，这是我们属灵的一个很好的指标，看我们属灵状况。
And when you are in such danger, you instantly take refuge and go to God to ask for the solution, or you just handle it by your natural way. This is very important thing.
那如果要是你像我的话呢，可能诚实的讲，很多时候我们没有到神那里去。
But if you are like me, be honest. Oftentimes we don't go to God for help.
你比方说，如果你的孩子或者你的配偶让你很生气、很烦的时候。
For example, if your children, maybe your spouse make you very mad.
这个时候你要到神面前去得着神的帮助，帮你里面的这个亚力把它除掉的话呢，是一对你首领的生命是一个很高的要求的。
If you can go to God to release the inner pressure from all these troubles, it will be very helpful in your spiritual life.
可是很多时候呢，我们就让我们自己里面这个压力怎么样，就释放出来，伤害对方。
But oftentimes we just release our inner pressure by ourselves, then we hurt others.
然后过后呢，我们自己又这个很后悔，觉得不长进。
And afterwards we feel so regretting and shameful and worry that our spiritual life will never grow.
如果是这样的情况呢，我相信诗篇十六篇可以帮助我们。
If you are in such a situation, I would recommend that Psalm 16 will be a big help to you.
那在这个诗篇里面，第一篇他说：“神呐、啊，求你保佑我。”一个很简单的一个直接向神的呼求。
And verse 1 is a very direct and simple plea to God.
可是他后面加了就是他说：“因为他之所以对神向神呼求，他有他的这个期待神的回答，是因为他是因为我投靠你。”
And the simple plea is keep me safe, O God, for in you I take refuge. But verse 2 gave us this precondition because the author, he said, you are my Lord.
好，在这个在下面的话呢，就是他讲到我投靠你呢，他就解释从第二节呢一直到第八节呢，他就是在讲他这个投靠神是什么意思。
And from verse 2 to 8, then he's explaining what does it mean to take refuge in God.
然后在第八节他得到答案，得到他祷告的回答以后，他表达从第九节到第十节表达他的在神面前的满足的喜乐。
And verse 8, he get a response, the answer from God. Verse 10, 9 to 10, that is, he is rejoicing in God.
那我们今天先等会把比较详细的把诗篇给大家解释一下。
And later on, I will explain in detail about this song.
然后再从这个诗篇里面告诉我们，就是这是耶稣基督的福音在这里面已经开始。
And in this song, the gospel of Jesus Christ is already buried in the.
然后我们来看看我们今天作为基督徒，在主耶稣里。我们可以从这个诗篇里面可以学到什么样的功课
？As a Christian today, what we can learn from this song?
好，我们看回头第一节，他说：“神呐、啊，求你保佑我。
”And verse one, back to verse one, keep me safe, O God.
那这个就是我们刚才提到的，就是在我们任何时候有危险的时候，我们第一时间里面，我们就到神那里去说：“神呐、啊，求你保佑我。
”This teaches us in every time when we are encountering danger.That we should go directly to God, ask for perseverance, preservation.
但是呢，他真的不是想，他想的时候，因为我投靠你。
But here he is also teaching us because we take refuge in him.
那投靠，因为我投靠你，投靠你，表示什么意思
？And what does it mean to take refuge in God?
我们很多时候可能想，就是我们就像每天在外面，就是让我们的思想一面随便在外面游荡。然后发现有困难的时候，我们赶紧跑到神面前去。
And oftentimes our mind might just wandering around in this world, and after we encounter problems, then we go to God.
那个是投靠神，但是这个不是大卫在这边所讲的投靠神。
That is also taking refuge in God, but it's not described by David here.
因为大卫在这边这个词的话，然后的时候我已经投靠你，它是一个过去式。
Here David is talking about he has already taken refuge in God. It's a past action.
就是我已经投靠你，现在我面临着感觉到我有危险，神啊，求你救我。
And he's telling us that he's already taken refuge in God. Now I'm in danger, God, too.
好，他下面的话就讲这个，就是说，我们今天主要从个什么角度呢？就是从大卫怎么样来表达他投靠神的这个角度来有所学习。
And today we want to learn from the angle that how David is taking refuge from God.
所以他说，因为我投靠你，下面他就说第二节，他就开始对自己讲，他说：“我的心呢、啊，你曾对耶和华说，你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。”
And verse 2, and he said, I said to the Lord, you are my God. Apart from you, I have no good thing.
如果你要是在神面前的话，有所学习的话，你会注意到这个问题，就是你先跟神祷告，然后你会下面写出什么呢？写出给自己，教导自己，提醒 yourself.
And if you have been learning God's word, that you probably will realize here, you first pray to God, then you teach yourself.
所以大卫当大卫向神向主这样的呼求以后，他马上就警戒自己的心，他说。他说我的心呢、啊、你曾对耶和华说
and first he simple prayer then he teaches himself that my heart that you are my Lord
对他这里面讲的就是说你是我的主你看在这里面单单的两节经文里面他对神有三个不同的名称
and in this simple verse that he has a different name buried in there
这就是我们会学的功课
we can learn from here
因为他需要神的 保佑所以他说神呢、啊、因为这意味着强调神的潜能他是他的潜能创造的主所以他神呢、啊、求你保护我
because he needs God's help so and protect then he is focusing on God's name asking to protect him
然后他第二句他说你曾我的心啊你曾对耶和华说
and verse 2 and he said my heart you said to the Lord
如果你要就是说你知道就是说耶和华的名字是神和以色列之间立约的一个名字
if you know the God name is the name that actually reflects the covenant between Israelites and his people
神和人自从在伊甸园里面亚当背叛神以后神和人之间的关系是解开的
and in the garden of Eden once the human is fall that the relationship between God and his people are separated.
如果你要是读圣经的话从整个旧约就讲这件事情怎么样神把人因为犯罪赶出伊甸园以后神接着活动方法来把人引到神面前去。
And in Genesis, if you have read the Bible, that after human fall, that they are taken away from the Garden of Eden,then God is dividing a way that brings his people back.
人能够到神面前只有以色列人而且是他知道是耶和华的名是他与约的关系所以他当他向神说话的时候到神面前去的时候他知道有这么一个与约的关系所以他称我的心里曾对耶和华说
For the Israelites, they realize that they have this covenant between God and them so that they know his name and he said to, he called to this name.
结果他对主说 他对神他怎么说他说你是我的主
and you are my Lord
那么这是旧约里面的话呢 第三个就是另外一个对神的名字一次就是你是我的这个主人
and this small letter Lord means that it's God is his master
所以他向神讲你是我的主
and he told God you are my master
那意思就是我所有的一切现在都是由你 来处理的
all things that include me are belong to you
你看他下面讲他说我的好处不在你以外
and apart from you I have no good thing
你是我的主是我的主人所以在你的心意之外的东西对我是一定没有好处的
and he said you are my Lord and apart from your the things you have assigned me there's no good
你仔细想想这件事情
and think ofAbout this carefully.
在我们的生命中有很多我们不满足的地方
There's a lot of dissatisfactions in our life
可是如果你知道你的生我们生活的一切的环境你是从哪里出生的你的智商如何你的行性怎么样这些东西都是你天生的 是神所命定的
And if you think about where you were born and how you grow up and how much is your IQ all this already ordained by God
你的配偶你的孩子
your wife and your children.
可能有很多的你觉得不满意的地方
and there's might be a lot of dissatisfaction in you
可是如果你像到大卫所讲的其实如果你要是得救那个大卫的生命的话是充满了痛苦的
if you read Bibles already that you know that in David's life there's a lot of sorrow
但他这边说他说你是我的主我的好处不在你以外
But he's telling God, you are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing.
就像我们今天一样。
Just like today, we are.
虽然我们有很多不满足的地方。
Even though we have a lot of dissatisfaction.
但是如果你知道，你深信全能的神就是我的主人。
If you deeply believe that Almighty God is your master.
而且他是一个 good, 是一个很好的主人。
And he is a good Lord.
他为我所赐给我的一切都是最好的。
All he gives to me is the best.
在他以外，旨意之外的东西都没有意志。
Apart from he has given us, there's no good.
你想我们的生命是不是要比现在要稍微有所进步一点？
Then you will think your life is different from that dissatisfaction.
那在大卫投靠神来讲，第一件事就是他跟神之间的关系。
And the first here is talking about the relationship with David and God.
那下面讲到是百姓。大卫和神的百姓之间的关系。
Now David is talking about the relationship with God's people.
这第三节。
It's in verse 3.
他说：“论到世上的圣民，他们又美又善，是我所喜悦的。
As for the saints who are in the land, they are the glorious ones in whom is all my delight.
这是大卫在教导他自己。
And David here is teaching himself.
这神明就是我们今天来讲的话，就是基督徒。
And the Christians here.
都是耶稣基督他的血所买赎的。
And all purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ.
在大卫的时代，那些就是他的圣民，都是神所特别喜悦的百姓。
And in the David's time, that all those saints are the ones that God has chosen and pleased by God.
大卫说：“他说这些你的百姓是我所喜悦的。”
And David is saying all the things that I'm very delight in them.
为什么呢？因为大卫在这里，他在投靠神，他在讲，他教导他自己的时候，他就讲到，就是说，因为这些百姓是神所喜悦的，所以我也喜悦，因为神所宝贵的，也是我所宝贵的。
Because they are excellent and glorious ones in God's eye, so that they are excellent in my eye, because they are God's people, so that.
所以这个就是我们学习，我们可以学习，就是像大卫一样，对于神所喜悦的，我们喜悦；神所珍贵的，我们珍贵。
So here we can learn that whatever is God pleased, that we should be also delight in. Whatever God takes into honor, that we should honor them.
好，这是讲到大卫在神面前讲到他自己跟神的关系。他跟神的百姓的关系，下面讲到神，他大卫和神的敌人的关系。
And next is talking about the relationship between David and his enemies.
下面的十节到第七节就是谈这个问题。
And from verse 4 to 7, it's all talking about the relationship between enemies.
那第四节他说，一别神代替耶和华的，他们的仇苦必加增，他们所浇奠的血我不献上，我嘴唇也不提别神的名号。
Verse 4 here says, the sorrows of those will increase who run after other gods. I will not pour out their drink offerings of blood or take up their name on my lips.
我们有理由相信，因为这个诗篇的仪式的背景并不是很清楚，它属于比较一般的诗篇。
So we have the reason that means this psalm has a very common, not very special history background.
但是在这个地方告诉我们呢，有可能是大卫受到这个不信神的人的这个引诱或者逼迫，才写下这首诗。
And we can think about that under the enticement of others and his persecution of his enemies, that David was in trouble as he wrote this song.
所以第四节他是以别神代替的，就是那些就是什么神的敌人。
And those who the other gods, those are the enemies of God.
所以大卫开始思考这些神的敌人的时候，他注意到几件事情。
And when David is thinking about God's enemy, he mentioned the following thing.
他也因此受到警戒。
And he also is warned by that.
你像一个人为什么拜偶像？
Why people worship idols?
为什么？
Why?
就像大卫告诉我们说，他们的愁苦必加增。
And David tells us the result is their sorrow will increase.
那个隐含着就是说那些一拜偶像的人他们在追求用什么东西呢？
And this, the implication is here, what are those, what are idol worshippers seeking?
如果你看后面的经文，其实大卫在进一步这个反思思想他们的这个动机的时候，其实给了我们答案。
And the following verses, when David is thinking about their motivations, that gave us the answer.
其实就不过是想要寻求一个更好的产业。
Because they want to gain a better inheritance.
所以他这么讲，他们的动机是要寻求最更好的产业，但是大卫这里面告诉他们，他们的愁苦必然加增。
Their motivation is seeking a better inheritance, but the result is their suffering will increase.
那下面的两句呢，是讲到了就是说他们这个拜偶像的时候，他们的一些就是说一些行为。
And the following verse tells us what their actions in worshiping idols.
他说他们所浇灌的血我不献上。
And he said, I will not pour out their drink of offerings of blood.
那个就是血的话呢，可能就是讲的是这个葡萄酒。
And the blood here might represent by wine.
可能在他们偶像敬拜的时候呢，他们背着这个浇这个就是用这个一杯酒的话，葡萄酒啊，用杯子把它这个倒出来。
And when they worship their idols, they might use a cup filled with wine to pour them out.
他们的嘴巴的话呢，也会呼求他们偶像的名字。
And their lips will yell out their idol god's name.
所以因为这个原因，所以大卫说，他们这些做的事情我不做。
And because of this, then David said, I will not be like them.
如果你看这个 NIV 的翻译的话，第五节其实是一个祷告。
And if you are reading a NIV version of Bible, verse 5 is actually a prayer.
因为它里面讲到什么呢，就是他们在追求这些拜偶像的人一样追求一个更好的产业，但是神啊，你是我的产业。
And those who are worship idols that they want to seek a better inheritance, but David is telling God, you are my inheritance.
所以他把他自己的心，把自己和这个拜偶像的这个把它截然分开。
So he separated himself from those idol worshippers.
所以他说你是我的产业，是我杯中的份，这个就和拜偶像的杯就不一样。
And he's telling God that you are my portion and my cup. It's obviously different from those idol worshippers.
我所得的就是我的产业是你自己亲自来为我持守的。
And my inheritance is you and you have assigned to me everything.
这个第六节的话呢，就是如果你要读以弗所亚记的话呢，你就知道这个第六节是讲到隐含着这个事情的。
And the verse 6 has some hidden meaning that if you read the book of Joshua, then you will understand.
因为在以色列人进入迦南地的时候，把迦南地神接着以弗所亚把他们的地全部分了。
When the Israelites they entered into the land of Canaan, Joshua then helped them to divide the land among them.
所以各个支派、各个家族在迦南地的时候，神都给他们分了一块地方。
All the 12 tribes in Canaan that God assigned them a different land.
而且所分的那个地的话，实实在在是不能挪移的。
And all those land that was assigned by God, you cannot move them among generations.
那个就是神所赐给以色列人的产业。
That is the inheritance God gave to the Israelites.
所以这个大卫说，用神量给我的地界，坐落在佳美之处。他说我的产业实在美好，意思就是神呢，你为我命定的是最好的。
And verse 6 here says, the boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. David here is telling God, the boundary lines you have given to me are the best.
所以这里面就是跟拜偶像的人相比的话，神是大卫的产业，神是大卫杯中的份。
And compared to the worship idols, David said God is his portion and cup, and God is his inheritance.
那么拜偶像人用他们的口称颂他们的偶像，大卫在这里面用他的口来称颂至高的神。
those idol worshippers, they use their mouth to claim their God name. But David here is using his lips to call the true God name.
所以他说, 我要称我比称颂只叫我的耶和华，我之所以能够不像那些拜偶像的人那样愚昧或不信，原因是因为我蒙了神的指教。
And next, he's telling God that the reason that I'm not like those worship idols to claim the idol God name because that God has taught me.
如果不是神亲自教导我们。 但我们在这些事上很难掌稳立场，当时间的潮流。
If it's not God teaches us that in this world we are, it's very hard for us to stand against the world's trend.
所以今天大卫他用他的口来称谢耶和华，特别的是称谢他，给了他这样的，就是说使他能够明白他的心肠都能够警戒他自己。
And here David is praising God that because God has counseled and taught him that he can warned by God's word.
所以他能够常常活在主的面前，这面是第八节，他说我将耶和华常摆在我的面前。
So that he can often live before the presence of God because he has set the Lord always before him.
他能够明白这些道理，他能够活在神的面前，这些都是蒙了神亲自教导，所以他感谢神。
The reason he can praise God and know God's word and live in the presence of God because God has taught him and has praised on him.
然后如果你看第一节，他说神啊，求你保佑我。现在到了第八节的最后后面一般，他说因他在我的右边，我不至摇动。
And verse 8, he also said, because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken.
所以我们看大卫的 心动一阵，从他感觉到危险，到神面前呼求神的保佑，到现在他说，因他在我面前，我不是摇动，他的心在神面前有充分的信心。
And if we think about the growing of David's heart, we can know that because God is at his right hand, so he will not be shaken.
那他的祷告蒙了神的垂听。
And his prayer is answered by God.
所以很自然的。 那他就说，如果你有这样的经验，你也知道你在神的求一件事情，你会，你也会叫到你自己，在这个过程中间的话，神的灵帮助你，所以等于说求的事情你已经有了取得证，所以你下面来的是什么？很自然是什么？虽然你要求的事情可能不一定还有答案，可是你里面有了神的这个取得证，你下面要做什么？你下面会称颂神。
Because he has God's teaching, and he in his prayer he asked God to help him. Then God answered his prayer, and he knows God, so he has this assurance of God's blessing. Then afterwards, then because of this experience, he encountered God, so he will praise God from his heart.
所以很自然的，第九节就表达了大卫的这个欣喜。
And so verse 9 naturally expressed David's rejoice in God.
他说我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐，我的柔身也安然之至。
And he said, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure.
第十节他说，因为你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不将你的圣者见朽坏。
And verse 10 also he knows that you will not abandon me to the grave, nor will you let your Holy One see to take. Not only his present danger is he was rescued from the danger.
而且他也有求知死亡以后仍然蒙神的保守。
And also he has this assurance that after his death he also will have the he will be preserved by
God。好，第十节的下半部分，我们等会儿再详细讲。也不教你的圣者先朽坏。Nor
will let your holy one be
taken。好，第十一节他说：“你鼻中生命的道路指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。”And
verse 11 is that you have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence. with eternal pleasures at your right hand.
那不像那些拜偶像的人，他们所追求的产业，所主动得到的是虚幻和愁苦。
Not like those idol worshippers, all they seeking is earthly inheritance. Those that will be destroyed, and those that are in vain.
在今世有愁苦，在永恒里面是有地狱的刑罚。
And in this life, they will have sufferings and troubles, and in the eternal life, they will suffer forever in.
但是大卫投靠神
But David, he takes refuge in God.
他 不仅在今生今时蒙神的保守
Not only in this life, he was kept by God.
他在永恒里面也要蒙神的保守和祝福
And also in the eternal day, God will preserve him and keep him.
他的产业会使得他在神面前有满足的喜乐
And the inheritance God gave to him will give him eternal joy.
那这是大卫在大卫所写的诗。
And this is a song written by David.
如果你读新约的话呢，你就知道这一篇诗篇在彼得第一次五旬节讲道的时候就知道了这篇诗篇。
And if you have read the New Testament in the first sermon Apostle Peter preached.In Acts, that he already possibly used the verses here.
当彼得先讲耶稣基督从死里复活的时候
，And first when Peter was preaching that Jesus Christ was resurrected from the dead,
他就引用了第九节到第十一节作为证据，先知早就预言了的。
And he used the verse.9 to 11 of this psalm and telling people that the prophet already prophesied it.
因为大卫是先知
Because David is a prophet.
所以他已经预先看明耶稣基督从死里复活
And he already foresee that the Jesus Christ is resurrected from the dead.
所以在诗篇16篇第9到第11节的时候就预先言明了这件事情
So that in Psalm 15, 9 to 11, he prophesied this truth.
那我们刚才说这篇诗篇是大卫教导我们他是怎样投靠神的。
And this psalm David used to teach us how he takes refuge in God.
这个投靠神这个词的话，在旧约里面是用了37次。
And taking refuge in God is used in the Old Testament.Old Testament 37 times.
绝大部分都在诗篇里面。
Most of them in the Psalm.
而在诗篇里面，大部分都是大卫自己的用的。
And most of them used by King David.
如果你去看一下，每一次大卫向神祷告的时候。
And almost every time when David prayed to God.
他就有类似的这样词，他说：“因为我投靠你。
”And he has a similar saying, "Because of I have taken refuge."
那新约告诉我们说，我们知道大卫的生命的话，其实是不完全的。
We know that David's life is not a perfect life.
可是呢，耶稣基督的生命是完全的生命。
But Jesus Christ's life is a perfect, complete life.
而这个诗篇十六篇实际上是指着主耶稣基督在世上的生命。
But this Psalm 16 is actually is the pointing out that Jesus Christ's life in this world.
我们的主他是一位完全的投靠神的
And our Lord Jesus He is the one that totally taking refuge in God
那他的生命如果你是基督徒的话
If you are a Christian
那他的生命现在已经在我们里面
And Jesus Christ's life already in us
那他投靠神的生命就在我们里面
And the idea that he's taking refugeeIn God is also in us.
所以我们有充足的信心到神面前求神帮助我们能活出这样一个投靠神的生命。
So that we should have this confidence that we should pray to God that we can have this life that always taking refuge in God.
我们已经说了，投靠神的生命不是说我们每天自己就随便的游荡，遇到困难以后赶紧跑到神那里去。
And taking refuge in God's life is not like we every day we wander in this world, but anytime we encounter difficulties, then we go to God.
乃是说我们就住在神的里面。
On the other hand, that we live, or we always live in God.
如果你要在诗篇里面去把这个投靠，因为我投靠你，把它这个都拿在一起读一下的话。
If you are taking out all the taking refuge in God phrases in the Psalm.
那里面讲到就是把神当作磐石、高台、避难所。
And it's always described God as the rock, fortress, and the refuge.
所以看起来就像是有一个界限。
Seems there's always a boundary line.
就是在那个界限里面。
And within that line.
所以这个话就从我们来就是信友的基础来讲，就是神的旨意。
And that is God's will.
那我们投靠神是什么意思呢？
And what does the taking refuge in God mean?
我们就是住在神的旨意之内。
And we live in the boundary line of God's will.
然后我们常常抓住大卫在这里面说默想的，我们可以想到我们自己。
And we can often meditate on what God is, what David has written here to teach us.
一定要说我们要对神的手心和神的名要有很好的学习。
For example, we should have a good and right understanding of God's name and attributes.
我们要教导自己，求神帮助我们，对神的旨意是我们最高的满足。
And we should teach us that obeying God's will it should be our highest satisfaction.
任何时候，当我们的心思依然想要走出神的旨意之外的时候，我们一定要像大卫这样教导我们自己，要我的好事不在你以外。
And any time when we sense there we are about to go out of the boundary lines of God has assigned to us, we should learn from David that teach ourselves that tell God that all my goodness are not part from you.
这是对我们自己在跟神之间的关系，我们会这样的学习。
And this can teach us how to build a good relationship between God and us.
那教会的弟兄姊妹，我们知道都是主耶稣的血所买，所以在神面前极其的宝贵。
And the brothers and sisters in the church, we know they are all redeemed by Jesus' blood, and they are very precious in God's eyes.
他们的想法可能有时候跟你不一样，那个口味跟你也不一样。
Their taste and their thought might not same with you.
他看问题的方式可能也跟你不一样。
And the way they look things probably different from you too.
这些东西我们不应该把它当作成为我们来尊重弟兄姊妹、爱护弟兄姊妹的借口。
This difference shouldn't be an excuse that we honor them and we love them.
那么对于不行的人
and to those unbelievers,
对于世界上的潮流
and to the things that in this world,
这对我们来说我们实在是需要神的教导，亲自的教导。
and we really need God's discernment.
因为在实战的时候实验会会做各样的事情。
Because in this world, since the worldly, when the non-believers, they can do anything they want.
可是我们所记得的很多事情是不能做的。
But for our Christians, there's many things that we cannot do.
所以好像在时尚在时任社会上竞争的时候好像我们就很不利。
And when we live in this world, seems a lot of disadvantages.
所以对我们来说是有一个很大的这个就是说这个诱惑，使得我们想要找到时尚的潮流来行事为人。
To us, oftentimes there's a very big weaknesses on our side that we want to follow the worldly.
这个我们就要学习像大卫所说的神啊，求你保佑我。
And then we need to learn from David, Lord, please preserve me.
我们需要神真的是赐给我们智慧。
And we really need God to give us wisdom.
其实实际上实验做的很多解决问题的答案的话，其实都是从长远来看都是他们这个殖民的这个弱点。
And the solutions from those people in this world actually in the end will be very faithful to them.
所以这样的短期来看他们好像是这个得到了他们所想要的。
But in a short period of time, maybe they get what they wanted.
但是因为在神的旨意之外。
But because it's also God's will,
我们有信心知道说这个对他们并没有益处。
We have this hope and faith that all these things might not be benefit for them in eternity.
而有时候我们今天因为要遵循神的旨意，有很多事情我们不能做，所以丧失了机会的。
And in for us Christians, because of many things we can do, we might lose some opportunities.
这个时候我们除非有神的智慧能够看清楚这个本质。
And if we have the wisdom of God that we see the inside of every the matter.
那我们会很高兴的到神面前说神呢。我的好处不在你以外。
And we can very joyfully go to God and tell God that all my goodness are not apart from me.
所以我盼望接着像大卫这样的自己教导自己。
So I hope that from the teaching that David teach himself.
这样我们可以一直住在主里面。
So that we can learn and we also live in the presence.
活在他的完全的旨意之中
and live, totally live in God's will.
真的是知道主的旨意是成全善良可喜悦的
and we totally understand that God's will is good and right and pleasant.
在这个时候如果我们受到了这些试探和压力的时候
and then when we encounter temptations and pressure
我们会到神面前说神啊求你保佑我因为我投靠你
we can go to God andAsk God, God, please preserve me because I'm taking refuge in you.
谢谢。
Thank you.
Thank you, 天堂弟兄那美好的信息。
We thank our brother Tian Tang for his wonderful message.
接着他说有没有投靠神？
And so that we can take refuge in God.
我们的回应诗歌的182首说，主，你投靠他，他必保守你。
And our response is hymn is He will hold me fast. When we take refuge in God, He will hold us fast.
请大家站起来，我们唱回应诗歌第182首。
Please all rise. We will sing hymn 182.
站立，我们一起恭诵主导文，然后我们唱三一颂。
Let us recite the Lord's Prayer.
我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永永远远。阿门。我们请唱三一颂。万福之根，世上万民赞美主恩，天使千军赞美主名，赞美赞不胜之圣名。阿门。请坐。今天有没有第一次来参加我们聚会，跟我们一起崇拜的弟兄姊妹、朋友，或者新的朋友弟兄姊妹？有的话，你好不好站起来，简单的介绍你自己？我们希望认识你。这边有没有
？Is there anyone for a first time to come worship with us today? If you are, please stand up and introduce yourself. We want to know you.
这边有没有？